Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And I'll be back tomorrow. If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC. You're on the FBI website, you need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing. I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Welcome to another Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always, well, I think it's a Session of Sanity. I don't really care what you think. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. And the way you do that is you get informed, right? But isn't my intro music great considering... We're back at it again, and the newest version of Top Gun, I haven't seen it. If what people are telling me is true, I'm excited because now I know that there's no PC in it. As well, there shouldn't be. There should never be. You need to do these things for, you know, for real, with truth in them. All right, anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, I've got Pastor Jerry Cook coming on with me. And we're going to talk about whether is there really a separation of church and state, right? We already know that's no. But it's not no because of something Jefferson said. It's not no because of the Constitution. It's no because God says no. I don't get this. It really is that simple. So truly, as a believer... If you're one that follows the Word of God, you got to tell me where's the scripture that says, you know, thou shalt not have government involved in politics, or politics involved in government, and or you shouldn't be involved in government. You can't find it. Matter of fact, if anything, you find just the opposite. And that's where you guys have got to wake up and start working this thing through and figuring it out on your own. You know, you think of all the things, even in Jesus in his day, what he put up with. Right? I mean, he was dealing with politicians for all intents and purposes. Between the Romans and the Jewish hierarchy, give me a break. But if you go through the Old Testament, think of something this simple. And I love using this term. This is one of my favorite things to do, right? Exodus 18:21. The word says, moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, love God, men of truth, hating covetousness. Like, I don't know if we have any of those in there right now. And place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. In other words, go out and find people who love God, love God's word, want to live for God. And place them to rule. God has given you the ability to rule over yourself. That isn't so hard to figure out. So where are you going to get the playbook? He's already given you the playbook. That's what you should be using. That's what your ballot designation should your ballot book should be. Your ballot guide should be, if you would. In Proverbs 29:2, it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn or are miserable in Joe's terms. You figure out where we're at today. Right? That's a, and you know, that doesn't take away from the fact that we are supposed to pray for our leaders. We are supposed to pray for those people in authority. No, you cannot pray them dead. You cannot pray them, you know, ill will on them or ill on them, if you would. I pray for people. I don't know if he'd even know it, but I pray for people to reach Joey B. that love God, that maybe be able to bring him some truth. That's what I want done. So that we can live peaceably, so we can turn things around, so we can do better stuff. Or live better lives, if you would. So, again, I say to you, if you don't think that politics and God's word belong together, I don't know what to tell you. I don't even know how to reach you. The pastor might when he speaks, but I don't know how to get to you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate the time that you're sending with us. You know, California just, again, with everything going on, and if you don't think we need God in this conversation, with everything that's going on, California just passed a law, or is passing a law, as we speak, that won't allow mandatory reporting when a school or an employee at the school is threatened to shoot up a school, threatened to kill a teacher. You don't have to report it anymore. Where are they heading with all that? You know where they're heading, but I'm just asking, where are they heading with all this? George Gascon came out the other day. In a written edict, he wants the Los Angeles Unified School District Board of Education to disband the Los Angeles School Police Department. Right? He wants a 90% reduction almost immediately. So he wants to put all these people out of work. You know why? Because he openly says that a disproportionate number of Black, Latino, and LGBTQ, and those who have disabilities, right, are afraid of these people, are not comfortable with them. They get disciplined more often. It's not true. Just flat out not true. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes. Does politics belong in the pulpit? I say yay. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Help if I press the button. We are back now. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. You want to be part of the solution, and the way you do that is you get informed. So I asked you the question earlier, I'll ask you again. Should politics and the pulpit come together? I mean, we hear that term that we need a separation of church and state, and religion should have nothing to do with politics, and blah, 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 and bring my throw-up bucket, because that's about what it works out to be. But I've invited Pastor Jerry Cook to be with me, and he is a pastor of a church in California. And he's starting a show of his own on a radio station tomorrow. Well, I'll let you tell it. Pastor Cook, thanks for being with me. And you're actually going to, you know, pretty much light off a little firestorm, I'm sure.
Well, I think so. And thanks for having me on, Joe. Appreciate it very much.
And thanks for turning me on there so people can hear.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear you.
Yeah, I know. I figured you didn't. Yeah, but anyway, thanks for letting me on. And it'll be on tomorrow, Wednesdays at 2 o'clock, KHTS here locally in Southern California, AM 1220 and 98.1 FM. If you're in the Santa Clarita area, you can also download the app and all that kind of stuff and listen in that way, Facebook Live and what have you. It's called Politics and the Pulpit. Unfortunately, that's not original to me. I was going to call it the Faith and Freedom Hour, but some other more venerable individual decided that it was not as good as a title as Politics and the Pulpit, so I'll give Joe credit for that. And so it's kind of a chummy title, and definitely will get clicks, there's no doubt about it. And my entire premise for tomorrow, at least tomorrow, is to dispel the disinformation around this notion of separation of church and state. And as you know, Joe, and as many believers who are listening in, they know that that is a phrase that is found nowhere in any of our founding documents. They know that none of the founders into the early 20th century believed separation of church and state as it's being understood today, at least in the last 80 to 100 years. And obviously, we also know that the left is probably the greatest purveyors of disinformation, that really we do need a ministry of truth. We actually do have a ministry of truth. It's called the Local Bible-Believing Church. And if you can find one that has a gutsy preacher that believes the Bible, I would attend there and set my roots down until the Lord takes you home.
I agree, but let's get back to the root of your show, and you know, the reality behind it again is that when you say things like that, when you say that you have a pastor who's talking politics, people go out of their minds.
They do.
They don't see a place in the Bible for politics.
Yeah, they do. And here's how we want to look at this, Joe. If God is the author of all things, let's just take Genesis for instance. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." And it goes on to talk about several things in the book of Genesis about what he created. Well, though it doesn't say it specifically in Genesis 1, we do know by the time you get to Genesis chapter 11, there's this Tower of Babel and a guy named Nimrod. And we basically got human government instituted. And by the time you get to Israel, through Abraham, obviously we know that God has started a theocracy under Israel. And, of course, that's not what we're advocating here in the United States. We're not at all endorsing a theocracy. But to suggest that God is not the author of government is really, really weird, because as Bible-believing Christians, we believe that God gave us three pillars in the Word of God. The first is the family, and they are self-governing. The second is the local church, and they are self-governing. And the third is the federal government. And all three are all found in the Word of God in various places, all with their own authority. If one authority messes up, for instance, if you've got a father who's trying to be a father, and he ends up abusing his children, well, the government of family has been fractured, and so now another governing authority has to step in, and that will be the federal government, because obviously somebody has broken a law there by abusing children. Same thing with the local church. If somebody in the local church, a pastor, a deacon, an elder, what have you, oversteps their bounds by abusing a child in the Sunday school class or a sexual predator, whatever the case might be, well, that individual can't be tried in a court in a local church. They have now broken federal law, and now the federal government has to step in. I believe that God instituted all three of these things in the Bible, and they're, in many ways, some of them overlap, but it, regardless of that, each one of them works autonomously, but sometimes they overlap.
Yeah, you're right about it. It's funny. Somebody was just saying the other day, actually a sheriff that was speaking out about the shooting said that, you know, you've got parents, when I bring them in to talk with them, not just this kid's parents, but others, they're afraid to discipline their children because they're afraid that that other government entity is going to step in and take those kids away from them. Yep. And yet when those kids go sideways, when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing and they're breaking the law, somehow it's still the parents' fault.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really ridiculous. And again, it goes back to what you've talked about in the past. Do we do what the Bible says or do we do what the government says? Do we operate out of fear because we might go to jail, or do we do what the Bible says when it comes to our children?
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe, Romans 13, if God has nothing to say about government, then I don't know why he wasted 14 verses in one whole chapter. But in Romans 13, verse 1, he says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers," plural, "for there is no power," singular, "but of God. The powers," plural, "that be are ordained of God." So that means every power that is in government, I don't care whether it's the United States or around the world, they are only there because God allowed them to be there. And let me qualify that. That doesn't necessarily mean that God sanctioned them, God approves of everything, because you know someone invariably is going to bring up, well, Stalin and Hitler, you know, does God approve of all? No, of course not. That's stupid, that's dumb. We can go to the book of Hosea and dispel that notion very briefly. But the fact is, the powers that be are ordained of God. And then, in the very next verse, it tells you exactly what the whole point of a civil government is. He says, "Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same." So the point is, government is instituted by God for the purpose of being a terror to the evil and not to the good. We'll talk more about that.
Gee, thank you. I'm glad. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. A San Francisco police officer testified on Wednesday that he witnessed the attack on U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband when the suspect in the assault hit Paul Pelosi with a hammer back in late October. Prosecutors at the preliminary hearing for suspect David Wayne DePop, 42, played a recording of Paul Pelosi's 911 call during the hearing and showed video of the attack from police body cameras. Moscow on Wednesday said no Christmas ceasefire was in the cards after nearly 10 months of devastating war in Ukraine, even as the release of dozens more prisoners, including an American, showed that some contacts between the two sides remain. Russia and Ukraine are not currently engaged in talks to end the fighting, which is raging in the east and south, and reached Kyiv again on Wednesday. And the Federal Reserve will deliver more interest rate hikes next year, even as the economy slips towards a possible recession. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Or maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. If you want to, you can ask me a question. Ask me, the pastor, a question here. Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And again, do politics and the pulpit go together? I mean, seriously, people. For some of my Christian believers that are listening right now, I know I go round and round with you guys sometimes, but you know, the bottom line with it is this. God gave us the ability to govern ourselves. Think about that. Gave us the ability to govern ourselves. Why would you not treat it as the gift from God that it is? Why would you not do what he wants you to do? Why do so many of you say, it doesn't matter who I vote for, God's going to do what he's going to do. I can have a field day with that, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let the pastor have a field day with that. Pastor Jerry Cook joins me here. And, you know, we were talking the last segment, and I joked with you during the break, and I said, even, you know, when you get to Exodus, what I, the scripture I read, I said, heathens are not going to elect a godly ruler. It's just not going to happen. But in 1 Peter 2.13, it tells us to submit ourselves to these people.
Yeah, 1 Peter 2.13.
Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or under governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers. And I heard that thing quoted along with Romans 13 ad ad nauseum for the last couple of years, specifically in 2020. You know, if the government says close down your church, I guess, you know, we don't have any authority to tell them otherwise. See, the interesting thing is this. I don't care what a verse says because I don't believe in proof texting, Joe. If you're going to hang your hat on verse 13 and verse 14 of 1 Peter, you have to understand that God gave us an exception clause in the Bible as well. You only obey your civil magistrates so long as they are obeying God. As soon as they disobey God and go against his providential word, then you, like the apostles in Acts chapter 5, when they were straightly told and commanded by their local magistrates that they should not teach in the name of Jesus, instead of willfully submitting and quoting 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, or going to Romans 13 to somehow reconcile their belief, they said, we would much rather obey God rather than men. God gave us an exception clause. When the government says to the local church, who, by the way, the Lord starts the local church, he died for the local church, he closes the local church, that is not the business of Gavin Newsom or any other governor.
You know, are you telling me that the saints, the apostles, broke the law? They actually went against what the quote-unquote maybe governor or person in authority at the time told them to... That, no, you're using a different Bible.
I know. I'm that King James freak.
You must be using one of those New Age versions of the King James or something.
Yeah, well, clearly, it says, did we not straitly command you that you should not teach in his name? I mean, the magistrates didn't just say this to the apostles once. They didn't just say this to the apostles twice. They said, didn't we already command you? And they didn't care, and they continued to preach in Jesus' name. They didn't care that they were whipped. They didn't care that they were in prison. They didn't care at that point what the civil magistrate said.
I love it, because so many people, you know, again, when they talk about Jesus and how he handled himself, and, you know, they don't like the way the Trump and others talk, not to bring Trump into it, but you go, wait a minute, you talking about the guy that tore up the merchant portion of the temple? Is that the guy you're talking about?
Yeah.
The one that he yelled out names to the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Is that the Jesus you're talking about?
Yeah. Unfortunately, most people have a version of Jesus that is kind of a Birkenstock-wearing Haight-Ashbury kind of guy that wants to sing with Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's for those of you that are old enough to remember that.
You mean he's not 6'5" with flowing blonde hair and an English accent?
That's the queer Renaissance photo. But the fact is... Did I say that? And I meant that in the true intended word, by Noah Webster's word queer there. But the point is this. Yes, the Jesus that is clearly delineated in the Word of God is not the Jesus that is coming from some of these preachers that teach that he is just some guy that sits in a corner, you know, stroking his beard, wondering what his children are going to do next. No, I mean, this is the Jesus who did turn over the tables in the temple, who did bray a whip and whip everybody out of the temple. This is the same Jesus that in Matthew 23, the whole chapter, by the way, is nothing but a indictment after indictment, and in no uncertain terms, calling the Pharisees out and the religious community for their utter hypocrisy.
You know, it's funny. Recently, you saw the Archbishop of San Francisco come out and tell Nancy Pelosi, no wafer for you anymore.
Yeah.
And what I loved was these celebrities that think they're so smart with themselves coming out and saying, he has no place telling her what she can and can't. Wait a minute. You couldn't find scripture to save your life if somebody put a gun to your head. And you're telling this guy. So somebody's asked a question in the chat room, said, if a politician is a pusher of abortion and other immoral stance, and you vote for this person, are you also sinning as you are part of the immorality?
Mm. Well, obviously I'm not a Catholic, but I will defend the Archbishop in this point. It is his job to determine who is going to take communion in that church. And also, let me also just say this. Nancy Pelosi shot herself in the foot when she went on MSNBC, I think it was Morning Joe,
yep,
and she said, well, the church doesn't take a hard stand against those who believe in the death penalty. Whether she realized or not, she just said that both abortion and the death penalty end a human life. Only a liberal would never understand their own logic.
No, that's great. My joke here on the show, I always say they are so self-unaware, they don't even realize what's rolling off their tongue.
Completely.
But do you believe? See, I think if you participate in sin, you're guilty of the same thing. So if you're voting for someone, and this isn't... When they say, I'm not going to force my religion on somebody else, that's totally different than you advocating for this.
Yeah.
And they are actively advocating for this. They're actively advocating for people to commit sin, are they not?
Yeah, perhaps. But let me just put it to you this way. Think about this. The left right now are just absolutely apoplectic. apoplectic about the Christians supposedly forcing down Christianity down their throat, when in reality, the left and their faith is being forced down our throat as well, into our public schools, into our places of worship. I mean, the church is going woke. I mean, there's so many denominations that are just, they would have to be reformed themselves by the original reformers if they were alive today. And really, the left's religion is their leftist ideology, and they truly want that forced and implemented in a kind of theocratic manner. Of course, the theos and theocracy is replaced by government, and of course not God. And so, and their liturgy, their text of Scripture, would be the legislation that they, of course, write.
I think in California, because of how far it's gone to begin with, they're going to get worse here. They're going to get worse in the laws that they're passing. They just recently passed a law that would allow you, that doesn't make it mandatory for you to let authorities know that somebody has threatened the school, threatened a teacher, threatened to shoot a place up like that. I just can't understand, where is your mindset at when you're not looking to protect the little children? Isn't that supposed to be one of our top priorities, is to protect the kids?
Well, if Jesus' words are to be believed, and of course I believe they are, he did say that it would be better for a millstone to be tied around your neck than to offend one of these little ones. And I don't think he was talking about just those that are in Christ. I think he's referring to all little children in general, because they're innocent until there's a complete awareness of good and evil. But the fact, and I would say the same thing for an aborted fetus, even though I say the word fetus in the scientific sense, if you get my drift, Latin. But nevertheless, yeah, an aborted baby or not, or a five-year-old kid in a school, or a seven-year-old kid in a school, I believe that they're being abused by the left. And again, as you say, there is no self-awareness on the side of the left, because that would mean they'd have to somehow do some introspection. And that has a religious connotation to it, and we can't go there, can we?
No, it's funny, you know, I take it, and I'm not trying to be a little prideful here, although I probably am.
I wouldn't at all think of you as prideful, Joe.
When I think of that as being a school board member, I keep that scripture in my head. These are all Jesus' kids.
Sure.
And I sit there, okay, well, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing for them? Am I making sure that they're protected? Because if I'm not doing that, then I'm not doing what God's word says to
do. That's right.
And that'll make, you know, that makes a lot of people nuts and crazy. But hey, I don't know what to tell you. You knew what I was before I got elected. And you other Christians should be stepping up at the same level. Joe Messina, your host, Talk About Far. A lot more coming up after.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
Joe?
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Double C, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I loved, and I tell you guys this all the time. You need to support the people, the shows, or whatever that support you, that are on the same page as you, if you would. You know, I tell you what, Alfonso Rachel's on the show with me. I keep trying to stop buying Beyonce's music or buy his music. He's a Christian. He's been banging out music for a long time. It's great stuff. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be supporting him. I mean, when you realize that when you put money in the pocket of some of these people, like the Beyonce's, the Lady Gugu's of the world and all that stuff there, where does their money go? Why don't you just send the money directly to Planned Parenthood? Because that's where they're sending it. Why don't you start contributing to the Democrat Party? Because that's where they're sending it. Use the brain cells that God gave you to stop and think. And I'll tell you what, for my Christian brothers and sisters, why don't you stop and pray for a minute before you get that stupid? You guys know me. I don't know any other way to put it. I still think that if you vote, personal opinion, if you vote for somebody that is pro everything in the Bible that they shouldn't be, what are you doing? How do you call yourself a Christian? Are you a Bible reader? Are you paying attention to the Word? I just don't get it. Anyway, but that's why I'm not a pastor. Pastor Jerry Cook joins me, as he does from time to time. He is starting his own radio show tomorrow in northern Los Angeles County area. And if you can't get there, if you can't listen to it live, you can always get it at hometownstation.com. They also carry this show every night as well. And Pastor Cook, why would you step in this hornet's nest of politics in the pulpit?
Well, because of the disinformation.
Try it again.
Am I good?
I don't know. The board office.
I think the Ministry of Truth is being helmed by Joe Messina. Start singing show tunes now.
There you go. No.
The reason why, Joe, is because of the disinformation that is actually going on from behind the pulpits of a lot of churches. And this crosses denominational lines, Joe. This is not just Baptist Church. This is not just Catholic Church. This is not just Lutheran Church. It crosses denominational lines. There's just a lot of pastors that are completely... I'll put it to you this way. The difference between misinformation and disinformation in terms of its usage, misinformation is incorrect or misleading information. But disinformation is deliberately deceptive. And I think a lot of pastors tend to be misinformed, if I give them the benefit of the doubt on that. They're misinformed. Maybe they're just listening to the leftist weirdos out there saying you can't, you know, speak about politics. Think about this, Joe. I know they want to use the word politics like it's the all-encompassing word. The word politics doesn't necessarily appear in the Bible, but the word government appears all over the place, including the Old Testament and the New Testament. And the fact is, can a pastor speak about the sanctity of life from the womb? Can he speak against the thing of abortion? Can he speak against homosexuality? Can he speak against this transgendered stuff that's going on? Can he speak against bisexuality? Can he speak against drag queens being drug into a school to read Winnie the Pooh or Dr. Seuss to their 5 or 6 or 7 year olds? When did that become political? Those are moral issues that find their genesis, no pun intended, in the Word of God. And a pastor who is worth his salt is going to get his P's and Q's from the Word of God, the final authority for the Christian, and not some focus-driven group that says, you shouldn't talk about that because you're going to get, the left is going to go nuts and say something on your Twitter feed.
All right, but I'm going to take it one step further. I know we're mostly harping on the pulpit, but where are the parents? Where are the Christian parents in all of this? Why aren't they screaming about this stuff? Why aren't they showing up at these things? Matter of fact, I would leave the kids at home, and I would show up for the reading and just stand with my arms crossed looking right at them.
Well, unfortunately, to defend the pastors briefly, usually the parents follow what the pastors say. And here's the problem with that. You know, when Paul was preaching to the Berean believers in Acts chapter 16, I believe it was, they didn't believe everything Paul said, so they checked him out. And they made sure that Paul was saying what was correct. In fact, I'll just read it to you real quickly. He says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. We need parents who are sitting in the pews to actually look in their Bibles and make sure what is being preached from the pulpit is actually consistent with the Word of God and check their pastor. Paul was not offended by these believers who checked him. In fact, he commends them. And so a pastor who is a true Bible believer doesn't get offended by a dad or a mom who brings something up to him from the Word of God and says, hey, listen, you said we can't say anything from our pulpit about this issue or that issue. Could you show me in the Bible where that is the case? We need more dads, more parents, more teens to do that because preachers need to be challenged. Paul was not offended by that. He actually commended them.
Yeah, I don't see why any pastor would get offended in you saying, hey, I'm not not aware of this, or I haven't heard this before. Could you show me what that is? Could you expound on it, maybe? That kind of thing. I have been there, though, which I think is hilarious in a sad way. I have been standing next to a pastor when a couple came up and was livid that he would speak against abortion and turn the pulpit into a political, you know, echo chamber.
Sure.
It floored me. So it shows you the ignorance that our people have. And maybe it does come from the pulpit. Maybe it comes from the fact that you're not praying and reading.
That is true. There is a lot of laziness with the pastor behind the pulpit. And frankly, there's a lot of laziness with the person in the pew. And it's both sides of this thing. It's the pulpit side. It's the pew side. And what we need are just Christians to get engaged and understand their Bible, know their Bible, believe their Bible, and even challenge those in leadership to believe the Bible as well. I think we see the last couple of years, as I mentioned at the outset of the show, Joe, or the outset of this hour, I think 2020 showed a lot of preachers for being cowardice. And I think this show is born out of that frustration.
Would you say it's all cowardice, or would you say some of it is ignorance?
Thank you, Joe, for giving me that out. I appreciate that. Thank you for allowing me to have penance on air.
I'm going to say that because earlier, you know, when you talk about the different scriptures, whether it's Romans or what have you, some of these guys are will go to the wall telling you they know they're right about that scripture. That's
Now, it could be as simple as misinformation, which is incorrect or misleading information, rather than disinformation. I don't think all of it is deliberate. But, unfortunately, the pastor hears what they heard from their pastor, and that pastor heard what they heard, and it just kind of just follows this trajectory, instead of just checking the source material for yourself, which would be the Bible.
Wait a minute. You want them to check it? Verify it?
Trust but verify. Trust but verify your pastor, but verify. But do that with the source material.
So one of the things I wanted to do too when you were talking, it came to my mind. We have created, this is Joe's opinion, we've created denominations.
Yeah.
All right. And I tell people, what do you think about something? When it comes to American money anyway, U.S. dollars, we have denominations.
Sure.
The denominations that separate the money, are they not?
Absolutely.
Right? Put them in their own categories.
I think I know where you're going.
Than the other. And I'm like, so why do we call ourselves, why are we denominations? Why aren't we just simply the Church of Christ? When did this happen?
Well, that's probably a topic for another show. But let me just say that the Baptist Church is the $1 million bill of the denomination. But, and there's plenty of dollar bills out there for you Protestant folks. But nevertheless, that's probably a good topic for another show, and I'd love to come back and talk about that.
I'm more than happy to have you back on that. It's just amazing to me that when I talk about not being self-aware, somebody at some point has to go, why do we have all these denominations? We're all about Christ crucified and rose again.
Yeah.
Why do we have to go down these other roads? No. Why can't we, whatever?
It is a great topic for another day, Joe.
We'll do that on another day, I promise. So, with the last minute and a half that we have left, I know it's hard for a preacher to shove it all in a minute and a half.
I can do it if you let me, Joe.
But what do you hope to accomplish by this?
Well, I really don't know. I've been praying that God will use this to at least open the minds of those that are the parishioner, first and foremost. And then maybe, by God's grace, a pastor or two might be listening in and might gain some information here that they may not have afore knew, and would then go back to the scriptures. That I'm not telling them to believe Jerry Cook any more than, the next guy says believe what he says. I would basically say just go back to the Bible and find out if that is so. Check the source material for yourself. Don't just believe your pastor. We can't be as Protestants and as Baptists. We can't be Catholic light where we just, whatever the Pope says, we're going to go ahead and go with it. No. So then we create all these little mini popes in these Protestant churches. No, we as Bible believers, check the source material first. And so I hope the show spurs that type of interest.
Well, I hope that, I always say this, that if people had really read their Bible, Jimmy Jones wouldn't have been able to get a hold of those people the way he did.
Yeah, we wouldn't have liked Kool-Aid.
And there's a lot of people saying who don't even know what I'm talking about. But, here was a man, one of the most famous things that he did, if you would, threw the Bible over the altar and said, you don't need this anymore because I'm here.
Yeah.
That should have made the hairs puff in the back of the head. Okay, Head over to hometownstation.com. They can catch you every Wednesday, 2 o'clock, California time. Sad I even have to say that. God bless people. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?